Hello, my name is Keith Wesley. I'm the state EMS medical director for Wisconsin. I'd like to share with you an experience that I had several years ago when I first started my career in medicine, and I hope that it will bring to you an understanding of some of the issues of professionalism in EMS. Part of one of our jobs of being professional is to always know when to say the right thing, and also sometimes more often when to keep our mouths shut. An event that occurred to me shortly after my residency was I was working in a small ER, working night shifts, and a young girl came into the emergency department with stridor, and was very anxious, very histrionic. And I had cared for this young girl several times before. She clearly had some psychiatric problems. And that night, I must admit, I was tired. I did not listen to the whole story. She presented with stridor. She had just been released from the psychiatric unit a couple of weeks previously for a suicide attempt. And, of course, as most of us, we get somewhat jaundiced with our experiences with patients with previous psychiatric illness. And after giving her a little Ativan, she seemed to calm down and the stridor went away. And but she was still quite anxious and would continue to complain that she was having trouble breathing. But on exam, I really couldn't find anything, and I was growing, frankly, tired and more frustrated with her. Her mother was in and out of the room several times and constantly asking me, is her daughter going to be okay? Is she going to be okay? What are we going to do next? Are we going to admit her? And in a moment that I wish now that I could reach out and pull the words back into my mouth, I looked squarely into the eyes of this young girl's mother, and I said, "Ma'am, I don't see anything that's going to kill your daughter tonight." They were then discharged, and about 3 hours later, I get a call from EMS that they're bringing a cardiac arrest to the hospital. And when they arrived, lo and behold, it turned out to be the same girl. The part of the story that I had not taken the time to get was that her suicide attempt had been an attempted hanging. And she had spent a week in the ICU with an intracranial tube. And she had apparently created erosions and strictures in her bronchus, in her trachea, which was causing the stridor that I saw earlier in the evening. What I blew off as being simply histrionic and young, adolescent psychiatric illness was, in fact, a true medical emergency. She apparently went home, fell asleep from the effects of the medications that I had given her. She vomited, aspirated, and suffered a cardiac arrest, and she died. And that night, when I then had to go before her family again, only a matter of hours after telling them that, in my expert opinion, I could find nothing that was going to kill their daughter tonight and tell them that their daughter was dead, was for me the most humbling experience. And I take that experience and I convey that to my paramedics and to my medical students and my residents that I work with, as well as my colleagues, to remember that for us, a patient is just another case. But for the patients, this may be their first and it may be their last ride to the hospital. And that if we really want to exhibit the true professionalism that makes the hallmark of what we do, that we have to step back sometimes, be humble, look at all the possibilities, and place ourselves in the position of the patient and their family, and say the right thing at the right time, but more importantly sometimes, not say the wrong thing at the wrong time. I hope all of you will take this experience and look into your lives and your experiences, and as I'm sure you've had many similar experiences, but don't just reminisce about them and tell them and convey them to your friends, but learn from them, because only through learning through experiences like this can we truly become EMS professionals.
Open Airways podcasts are produced by FISDAP with support from EMSresponder.com. All recordings express the opinions and experience of the speaker and do not constitute legal or medical advice. This and other recordings can be found at www.openairways.net.